There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We were talking to Maria Botros earlier from the ARN News Centre. This is the story that she's been looking at today. Mm. Remarkable stats in this, and I think we'll run through some of them briefly now. It's a new report out. It's called The Rise Annual Salary Report. It's been published today. It reveals that one in four women in the UAE are nannies. Stat number one. The data released aims to help mothers and nannies across the country to make better hiring decisions in order to create a safer environment for children. It also focuses on securing a better future for nannies. Here's stat number two. The report reveals that 95% of children in this country are under the care of a nanny, and they spend an average of 55 hours a week with their nanny. That's stat number two. Padmini Gupta is the CEO of Rise. She's been explaining to us why they compiled the report and how the findings impact such a large chunk of society.
One of the reasons that we wanted the report is because we want people more transparency and data on this very important market, because it actually affects one in four women that are nannies, and then all of the mothers that also have them in their families. So it actually affects a large part of our society. The key findings in the report: the average salary is 1,830 dirhams per month. 40% of UAE maids earn over 2,000 dirhams or more.
So there's quite a lot of numbers in this, but bear with us. With around 750,000 maids across the country, employers can find different sets of skills that match what they're looking for personally. Now, maids have been acquiring and learning new skills to get paid more, since 43% of them carry some sort of debt, either locally or back home. However, the more skills a nanny has, the more it costs the employer. Padmini revealed a list of skills and the additional cost nannies get on top of their basic salary for each skill.
So as far as skills, so what increases a salary? So live-out maids earn 400 dirhams more, and that's sort of not necessarily a skill. It's an attribute. You can decide whether to live in or live out. First aid nurse training earns about, on average, about 250 dirhams per month more. New families, that is families with younger children, pay a premium of an average of 200 dirhams per month more. Caring for pets earns around 185 dirhams per average more. A single family child versus a two family child. The ability to cook, so that earns about 125 dirhams more. And experience with a newborn or a toddler, that earns 125 dirhams on average more.
Rise also addresses concerns from the employer side and the nanny side. The company is helping maids implement solid retirement plans to secure a safe future, since less than 1% actually have retirement accounts. Looking at the concerns from the employer side, Padmini mentioned that maids should undergo some sort of psychometric assessment should they choose to take on the role of a caregiver.
Less than 15% of nannies have any training, and that's in child care. So that is very critical. And there is no psychometric assessment method used in order to bring in a nanny into your home. But we have the first psychometric assessment for child caregivers here. That's 55% of the mothers that we surveyed said that they were concerned about their nanny's ability to provide child discipline. 65% were concerned about child development. 75% of them said they were concerned about child nutrition as a skill for nannies. And 94% said they were concerned about child safety.
That is Padmini Gupta. She's the CEO of Rise. Their annual salary report's been put out today. It's published. It reveals one in four women in the UAE are nannies. The stat that really stood out to us, though, or two stats, really. The report reveals 95% of children in the country under the care of a nanny, an average of 55 hours a week with their nanny, caregiver, maid, whatever term you choose to use there. But that's just remarkable.
I just wonder what's happening the rest of the time. That is one of the stories we've been looking at the ARN News Centre. Sanaya also has some more.
In the news, on the ARN News Centre app,
Sanae Francis looks after the ARN News Centre. Sanae, what are the big stories today?
Today, our big story is about how the RTA has awarded a 193 million dirhams worth roads project to help ease traffic congestion around Dubai's International City and Dragon Mart. And our second story is about how the Dubai municipality has dismissed social media rumours hinting that drinking Pepsi transmits AIDS.
And what about social media? What's going on there?
We've got two fun videos on social media. One's about Dubai's Crown Prince Sheikh Hamdan riding a zip line over downtown Dubai, and the other documents the Dubai police team's Guinness record-breaking smiley emoji.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.